No joke for sure. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. Some scary moments at Taos High School yesterday after a bomb scare prompted an evacuation of the campus. School administrators were informed of the threat by a student, and this from Lieutenant Maggio.
A student told another student that he was making a bomb or had a bomb there. So, of course, we're going to take that serious. We did down with protocol as we locked down the school until we could determine if there was one or where it was, if there was one.
Authorities searched the campus, but no explosives were found. We also got a chance to talk to Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Rod Weston, about just what happened yesterday.
You make the assumption of the worst, and that's what you work towards. So they blocked off quite an area around the high school. But the number one deterrent in any community is common sense among community members, and that includes students. Hats off to the student that stepped up. Unfortunately, the student who was directly involved is in custody. Calling in a bomb threat or making any kind of a threat like that is a felony, is a very serious offense, and it also gets you a year suspension from school.
A 15-year-old male student was arrested in connection with the incident, and he will be charged with making a bomb threat and interfering with the educational process. Classes were canceled at noon. A Taos County Adult Detention Center officer who was arrested on charges of DUI and leaving the scene of an accident over the weekend has been placed on paid administrative leave. 25-year-old Eddie Trujillo was stopped by a Town of Taos police officer early Sunday after he was seen speeding. He apparently drove through a field of sagebrush, stopped, and threw something out of his vehicle. Trujillo allegedly failed several sobriety tests before taking a breathalyzer. He had a blood alcohol content of 1.8%. A man who has served in various positions in the Taos Fire Department plans to run for Taos County Commissioner District 1 next year. The position is currently held by Dan Baroni, who is term limited. He's going to be running, though, for mayor. Jim Fambro wants the job. Yes, the fire chief. He says he hopes he can be a positive influence. He's the first candidate to publicly announce that he is running for the county commissioner position. A public forum is planned for Monday night to address changes happening in healthcare nationally and how the community is going to be affected. Holy Cross Hospital is hosting that forum at the Kit Carson Boardroom. It's from 5 to 6 p.m. on Monday. You'll no longer have to put your electronics away when you fly, at any point. The FAA has decided to loosen its restrictions on electronic devices. The FAA says it can safely expand passenger use of portable electronic devices during all phases of flight from gate to gate. The changes follow recommendations from an advisory group that issued a report last month. And as we take a look at our weather news and this weekend, whoo, yes, after Halloween candy hangovers, maybe you get to get some dancing and fun in this weekend as we head into November. Don't forget to fall back, officially midnight Sunday. We get that extra hour of sleep, so you may want to enjoy that. As far as our weather goes, we should see a slow warm-up. A lot of snow in the mountain areas. You probably noticed that. Do enjoy the weekend. Make it a safe one. I'll see you back here on Monday. Meantime, have a fun weekend. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date. Gearing up for a big ruling here in New Mexico. Hi, this is Nancy Stapp from your Northern New Mexico newsroom. A high-profile hearing on the legality of same-sex marriages is gearing up for October 23rd as the New Mexico State Supreme Court agreed to hear the cases before them. Yesterday, the brief was filed to the Supreme Court in support of the freedom to marry in New Mexico.
Basically, the brief argued that the exclusion of same-sex couples from marriage violates the New Mexico Constitution.
Amber Royster is Executive Director of Equality New Mexico. At least 8 New Mexico counties, including Taos County, began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, either voluntarily or in response to lower court orders. The state Supreme Court decided to hear the case October 23rd after the state's 33 county clerks requested a decisive statewide ruling. If you're job hunting, this might be a good event for you to go to. 38 employers will be set up at the Partnering for Success Career Fair. Now, that's today from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the New Mexico Workforce Connection Office in Albuquerque. Employers that'll be taking part include Comcast, Kohl's, the New Mexico Department of Corrections, and Sandia National Labs. Time is running out for the owner of a winning lottery ticket in New Mexico to claim the prize. The ticket from July is worth $265,000. It's from the Roadrunner Cash Game, and it was purchased in Santa Ana Pueblo for the July 9th drawing. So dig it out. It might be yours. The five winning numbers are 4, 18, 25, 32, and 36. The public has been picking up part of the tab for Governor Martinez's out-of-state trips. Public records show the state spent more than $27,000 on costs related to 11 political fundraisers and other trips taken by the governor. Just between mid-March and June, the bulk of that was for the governor's security team. Some was for travel expenses for aides to the governor's re-election campaign, or organizations inviting her to events paid for most of their own costs. Well, we've been enjoying some absolutely pristine fall weather, and it will continue, although things are expected to cool down a bit coming up tomorrow and through the weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend, too. From your Northern New Mexico newsroom, I'm Nancy Stapp, and you're up to date.